Okay, guys, we're gonna have some neuroradiology 101. I've gotten a lot of questions about other types of diseases that can cause spots in the brain. Okay, not all spots in the brain are MS. In fact, a lot of different things can cause spots in the brain. And so it can be very confusing when you know, our radiology colleagues are being helpful and giving us a differential diagnosis, and they list MS as one of many possible things causing lesions in a brain, especially if somebody is on the younger side. But you know, that's not always, just because we see white spots does not mean we think MS. So this was the brain we just reviewed in the last video. Very typical lesions. They're large, they're ovoid, they're next to the ventricle and next to the cortex, like abutting it, okay, right next to it. They're also in the brainstem and cerebellum, and if they're in the cord as well. So, but we're gonna focus on the brain for this video. Let's talk about migraines. Migraines are super, super common. And you can have very small T2 bright lesions or spots on the brain with migraine. This is an example of a patient with a migraine, with history of migraine. And as you can see, this is the same sequence as we just looked at with the MS patient. There is a bright spot here. And there is maybe two. There's one here, maybe a little tiny, what you call a ditzel, maybe a little tiny one up there. There's a little one here. Now, if you can kind of see that in comparison to our MS brain over here, these spots are tiny. They're little. They're not ovoid and large like we see in the MS lesions. They're also subcortical, okay? They're below the, they're not adjacent to the cortex or the gray matter. They're deeper and they're tiny. And so sometimes, especially when young people get MRIs and they have migraine history and we see this, we are not worried. Let's talk about nonspecific white matter changes from what we call microvascular ischemic disease. That's a lot of fancy words to basically say when people have high blood pressure, high cholesterol, and diabetes, all of those things damage the very tiny blood vessels in our body and in our brain. And those little tiny blood vessels get clogged off and basically make tiny, tiny, tiny little strokes. We don't call them strokes because they don't cause symptoms, and honestly, most people don't know they have them until they get an MRI scan for one reason or another. But essentially, this is somebody who has more than likely a lot of vascular risk factors, like I mentioned, the blood pressure, cholesterol, the diabetes. It's probably older and probably has no real acute symptoms that happen because of this. Although over time, if this gets bad enough, people can start getting what we call vascular dementia, where there's so much damage that they start having kind of a dementia picture just from that slow buildup of these spots over time. Now, what differentiates these from our MS lesions over here, okay? I just want you to try to appreciate these are a little bit smaller, but they're mostly, almost entirely subcortical. There's also increased signal around the ventricles here, but it's not discrete lesions like we see coming off the ventricles in that pattern, perpendicular, the way the veins are coming out. It's kind of what we call confluent or smooth pattern around the sides of the ventricles. And then you see all these tiny, tiny little dots, all subcortical. And this scan doesn't go up any higher, but none of these are abutting the cortex. And this one maybe is a little bit close. Now, and sometimes we see brains like this with a question, is this MS? Is this vascular disease? And a lot of it has to do with your clinical history. Have you had clinical attacks that seem like MS? Do you have vascular risk factors? Are you 70 or are you 20? You know, so a lot of these other questions matter when we're thinking about a brain MRI. It's all in the context of the patient, what they've experienced, what their exam looks like. So it's hard sometimes to make a decision right off an MRI, but you can say that there are certain features that make you swing one way or the other, and having small, tiny spots, subcortical, is more likely to be something like vascular ischemic damage, which is super, super common, as we know. I mean, all those risk factors are also really common. Or things like migraine, concussion, traumatic brain injury. All of these things can cause tiny spots in the brain that are not MS. Strokes look similar to the small vessel ischemic disease, but they affect larger areas of the brain and usually in a pattern that fits with how the vessels are arranged in the brain. And so this diagram is actually showing, comparing small vessel disease and small strokes like this right here over time.
we see the white spot, and then over time we actually get a hole, a loss of tissue that's even evident on the T2. We would also see that on the T1. So strokes can do this too. Really anything damaging to the brain will cause a white spot to appear on a flare, and over time you may see loss of tissue as a result. It doesn't just have to be from MS. And then there are a whole host of other rare genetic and metabolic disorders, mitochondrial diseases, and other disorders of how your body uses sugar and other basically minerals and nutrients. And so these are super rare, sometimes diagnosed in childhood, sometimes in adulthood. There's so many of them. It's not really worth going into on a video like this. People study for years to learn the difference between these, but just no discussion of white matter hyperintensities would be complete without them. And they're usually kind of confluent or connected and involve, you know, either the front, the back, or both, front and back of the brain. But again, these are not going to be people presenting with relapsing remitting course looking like MS.